Log.
Hello? Hello? Welcome to
Hello?
A Diva of Dual Chat. Are you there?
Oh. Yeah, but I'm not hearing any music.
It was really low for some reason. I don't know. I didn't hear anything
okay.
Very well.
Are we
so
still on?
So I cut
on?
It off. It is. Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't hear the music at all.
I hope we are.
Are we on?
Hey.
Or
hey,
did you just stop the music?
Hey,
did you just...
Yeah. Well, I started the music. Hey, Jack. Save Jack. Are we on?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? I don't know what's going on. I'm having some technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. It right away it didn't say. Okay, there we go. Okay, yay. Wiki days come through.
They can hear us then?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they can.
All right.
They can hear us loud and clear. It just was weird. The music just wasn't on loud for some reason. It barely came on. I don't know what happened there, but oh, well.
You able to adjust it.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we want to talk about first, girls? let's see. Do you want to go start with the end or start with the beginning of the week?
Well, we talk about the Halloween since it's almost Halloween.
Yeah, let's talk about Halloween.
It just happened Friday. I think it's going to continue into Monday, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of that?
It's fun. What did you think was the favorite costume? I like them. I like Bo and Hope, the pirate.
Oh, now there's the music again.
Now the music goes.
There you go.
Uh-oh. I don't
know. Oh, we can shut it off now.
I'm trying. It's not going away. It's out of control. It's got a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, see, it's
okay,
Halloween.
Hopefully. I tried to shut it off. All right. this is so funny. Anyway, okay, so the Halloween party. Loved it, I have to say, for the most part. I thought it was fun. I mean, we've gotten two big ensemble events in, 2 months. I mean, in a month,
but,
really.
But they need to use all the actors.
Exactly. Let's
or
see.
At
who
least
was at
most
the top
of
your
them.
List?
There was a lot missing.
Who was at the top of your list of who was missing? I know for me, who was missing
for
you, Marianne?
Stefano and Kate, most definitely. Like, where were the Damiras? I mean, Elvis was there.
They could have been the king and queen. They could have come as the king and queen of the dark queen and king.
Dark
queen. Queen
and, yes.
Or Kate and Elvis that would have been just...
Yeah, and Stefano is Count Dracula or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, they could have been so awesome. I was really bummed that we didn't get to see them.
Yeah, and the younger crowd, where was Will and Gabby and Roman? And I mean, it should have been everybody. And Sonny.
Set up for it.
Sonny wasn't there. Justin and Adrian.
You're right, they had been community.
Unless they're coming Monday. Maybe they're kind of coming on Monday, maybe? Oh, okay. Maybe some more are coming on Monday.
I know.
Anybody here?
I know the rest of the Halloween show is on Monday, so.
Okay. Well, maybe there will be more on Monday then.
Okay.
Maybe,
hopefully.
You think maybe I didn't hear anything about Kate and Stefano.
I sure hope
so,
because I'm not interested really in hearing more about the egg baby on Monday or watching Melanie and.
The big reveal, Daniel. Why are you talking about
I know you hate. I know you hate Melanie, Madeline, but I go back and forth with her. Sometimes I like her, sometimes I don't.
She's grown on me.
I love her with Maggie.
Well,
to admit,
if the object.
I love her with Maggie. Mm-hmm.
If the object was for Chad to be mistaken, that he was kissing the wrong woman.
Oh, I know. That was so
pathetic.
I hated that. That's stupid.
That's just setting them up to be,
setting them up.
Melanie,
a triangle.
Melanie and
Chad.
Well, then why not make it an actual mistaken kiss instead of something that couldn't possibly have been that? That was just stupid. And that's not a complaint about Melanie. That's just a complaint about my usual... Number one suspects, the writers. Actually, Jen and I'm gonna get in trouble for this one. Jen and her partner didn't really bother me as much as they probably should have. Dr. Tan there, he wasn't.
Dr.
He
Tan.
Yeah, he was okay. I didn't go through the whole. Go through the whole episode, you know, with gritting my teeth every time he showed up. And him and Melanie were actually kind of cute together when she showed up and made that fit. And
yeah.
Jennifer was out.
Yeah, like they're cute together, as father daughter.
They are.
I can stomach him that way, you know.
Yeah, me too.
But as a Jack and Jen fan, that sucked that they were in the same outfit that Jack and Jen wore to a previous Halloween.
Oh, really?
Okay, is Jack the one with the big the skeleton face lurking around?
I don't know if they're gonna say that he's supposed to be, but I thought I saw Matt Ashford had tweeted that it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. Okay.
But I have no idea who it is, and I haven't really. I've been reading for.
Maybe we have a little mystery.
Yeah, because, you know, Jen came over and, like, was telling him off, like, why are you following me?
Yeah,
so, of course,
you
think it's Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that little bit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it.
And what was Marlena supposed to be? Anybody know?
Somebody on a message board called her Little Lord Fauntleroy, and that seemed to fit pretty good.
Yeah,
that
was to be a diva.
There you go. Perfect. Okay.
I know. It wasn't.
Like, come on, Marlena. I've done better now.
After seeing her dressed up as Cleopatra one year, I'm sorry. This was such a letdown.
I bet you they still have
John
that possession
snuck out of the house.
On. She could have been like,
but I'll bet she doesn't fit in it anymore.
Ouch.
Who does, you know?
It's a fact of life. People get
older.
Right.
We all get old, right?
I wouldn't want to see John in that Dracula outfit he wore that year either, I mean.
No. But the hit of the show, I have to say, and I know you guys will agree, I think, is Elvis as Elvis.
And Nicole as Priscilla. I loved it.
I love that kiss. And I love that Nicole's playing hard to get, and she means it. I love that right now. It's always been unbalanced. It's always been she's been the weaker one, he's had the control. And I love it that they've done this 180, and like now she's in control, and he wants her, and
My only complaint is, do you feel any love there? Because I don't.
It's more lust right now.
I sense a lot of her feelings on the. I sense nothing from him. I'm not even sure what they're doing. I'm not sure if he's supposed to be just horny.
They've gone back and forth
with
him.
In love with her.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to hide it from Stefano, which he's doing a really crappy job of anyway. Do you feel any longing looks the usual cad, being a cad with her, which is all you're saying.
You got to keep in mind, though, he cheated on her with her sister and was responsible
for
her
mother's death. There's too much history with both of them.
Right now I think it would be unrealistic. I like the way the writers are playing it right now because I think
just
it would be unrealistic to just hop back in bed with him. So it was kind of like that was a photo op was like saying.
It's in the spoilers. They're going to be in bed in a week or two.
Okay, but what I'm saying is though, you said the love, and I'm just saying she might have sex with him, but I'm just saying that
it's
good that they're not jumping into Nicole being head over heels for him, you know. Because that would be unrealistic, I think. And so, I don't know. I think it's fun. I kind of like it. I don't know. I mean, certainly Endgame for me has always been Brady and Nicole. And I, so.
I guess my complaint isn't My complaint, I understand why she's not head over heels and why she's nervous and I just don't understand what they're doing with him. And I don't think the writers know what they're doing with him.
They don't know what they're doing with him. Like, is he bad? Is he good? Give him a
woman.
And if they really are going the direction he's just out for a roll in the hay with her, that's not good. That's not a...
Yeah.
No,
I
that's not going to lead to anything.
A good relationship.
That's not
a loving,
really the sense I get.
Well, but it's either
I think he might be falling for her a little bit.
Yeah,
truly.
But how are you seeing it? I'm not seeing any more of him falling for her than I saw him falling for Taylor.
there was nothing there with Taylor. Definitely.
I know.
Yeah.
I just don't see any. I guess my complaint is, you know, I see more affection from Stefano and Kate on each other's face when they see each other once a month than I do on Elvis's face when
that's
he's
true.
Around Nicole.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it's more business right now.
I have to say, the Kate and Stefano, I'm glad you brought that up that way because you're dead on, in my opinion, because it's like, When he walked into the pod, I mean, for one thing, it's been such a drought. We haven't seen Stefano and Kate together hardly at all in the last couple of months, and so that's been driving me crazy, but not in a good way. But when he walked in, he lit up when he saw her. And when he says, oh, you don't need makeup, you know, and then because she was powdering her nose or something, and he comes over and they kiss. It was just like, I mean, I'm like, you know, we don't need much. I mean, at least generally speaking, it's like that was more romantic and more like there's more chemistry there in that scene to me than in watching an entire episode of Madison lathering up and oiling up Brady.
That's where I think the writers have missed it, though. What they went with the older actors. Mm-hmm. They're thinking, okay, we can't have them slobbering all over each other and their kisses are not going to be hot. So we have to actually, you know, get our best in gear and write something romantic for them to say to each other and have them actually show each other, you know, caring about each other and using acting skills. But everybody else,
they should do that with the younger couples, too.
We don't have to have them do that. You know, they get to... you know, kisses and rolling around in the bed, that's supposed to show that they're in love, and it doesn't.
Right, exactly.
And they haven't
Why
figured
can't
that
they
out
translate
yet.
That? Well,
the new writers are not...
I've been sick of the whole, you know, I've brought this up before, I've been sick of the whole sexist ages crap with, you know, Madison saying about that anti-wrinkle cream and BS like that. That just pisses me off. And...
Yeah.
So that's fine. Okay, so that part I hate. But then, you know, we turn to her, you know, doing all this stuff to Brady. Here he is in the office. I mean, if they were really in love and it was like a hot scene, like, you know, let's think about like Kate and what's his name? Victor Webster's, can't think of his name, Nicholas. They were really hot and they were office mates and stuff. But in this scenario, it was so awkward, in my opinion. Now, I love to see Brady shirtless. I'm not one to complain about that. But maybe it's just with the Madison character. I don't know, but because I love Nicole with him. But, I mean, he's hot. There's no denying it. I mean, there's absolutely no denying it. I mean, that man's chest is awesome. But can you imagine how he felt, Matt? I don't know. I didn't get the feeling. I didn't really feel a connection between those two. And I really felt like it was kind of awkward. I don't know. What did you guys think? I mean,
I was very tired on Thursday, so I'm not going to totally blame it on the show, but I went to sleep in the middle of it. Sorry. So I can't exactly say how I felt about it other than
you know what? I hate to say it, but so did I. I didn't see the end of that episode because I fell asleep. I was like, oh, I wonder how that ended. But I didn't care enough to go back and look
I did go online today, and because I missed yesterday completely, so I went to watch it, and then I went back to try and watch Thursday, and after the first 5 minutes of Brady and Madison and Sammy, that was about it.
And Sammy. Yeah, Sammy got the heck out of there.
Although, yeah. I will say that for the first time in at least But in over a year now, ever since she shot Elvis, I felt sorry for Sammy on Halloween, in the Halloween episode. Her mother bitching at her about her opinion of John's case. So
yeah.
Really.
Hey, if she feels John's guilty, I mean, she feels guilty.
She treated her like a child.
Yeah.
She treated her 30-year-old mother of four children
mm-hmm.
like a child.
She's not allowed to have any doubt that John might be guilty.
And she was a complete bitch
to
Austin, too, in my opinion.
Here's my question to you guys, which is not making sense. Here's Rafe, okay, that does not know the family at all, does not know John, never met him, just came into the family, and he is so hell-bent that John is innocent. And then you have Carrie... Is it to align him with Carrie because Carrie feels that way? And then you have Austin who has his doubts and Carrie now. You can understand Carrie. You can understand maybe Sammy. But why is Ray? Ray should be the one with the doubts, not Austin.
I understand Marlena and Carrie feeling that way. I don't understand anybody else in the entire town feeling that way. This man has had his head screwed around with for 25 years by Stefano DiMera.
Right.
Why
exactly.
Is it always the assumption that he could possibly never have done anything he's accused of doing? And this isn't the only time I've felt this way. It's like.
So all they're doing is writing Rafe to fit into Carrie's line of thinking.
Yeah, well.
There's no. He's the one that should have the doubts, not Austin. It should be him. And he should be arguing with
Yeah, but they're
with
trying to
family.
Set it up for Austin.
They're trying to set it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the conflict
it's a setup,
right there.
Number one, but it's also something else because there's
not making
a spoiler.
Sense.
There's a spoiler out there that before Jack and Jen go on their next date where they get
mm-hmm.
stuck, that it's Reese who comes up to Jack and goes starts talking to him about how he feels after his ordeal in Afghanistan. Of course, the only person in town who's actually taken Jack's side in this whole thing, and who is it? The least popular person on campus. You know, Mr. Corday, I don't care what you do with Rafe. You can have him think that all my
Rafe is understanding
are innocent,
to
and it's
to
not
going to
make a damn bit of difference.
He doesn't even know
a
Jack.
Terrible character.
What is it with Rafe? What do they see? All I see is Galen Garing. I don't see Rafe. I just see...
I'll tell you what they see.
I'm sorry. Because I watch Dirty Soap, and I see the same person.
His salary is a lot cheaper than a lot of other people's would be. That's what they say.
Sorry. The man can't act. Sorry.
He can. He was sitting there.
He's
he
the
was
same
there
person.
On Friday when Bo is telling the scary story to all the little kids, and all the other adults are making it look like, we want the kids to think it's scary, so we're going to think it's scary, too. And that face he gave, it was like he was dead.
It's the same expression. Whether he's happy, sad, mad, there's no emotion to that man at all.
He's awful.
Sorry.
And the more they try and
push it.
Of course, him sticking up for John isn't the way to get me to like him anyway. Because
and they're trying to make him like the new hero or something.
But anyway, I just. It's not going to work.
Enough Ray bashing. Galen bashing. Oh,
no. It worked for me.
There's never enough of that, is there? Really?
Thinking that new character. The thing is, I don't see it working with a lot of John's with a lot of John's fans. They're not too thrilled with having him in the middle of their their couple's story either. But whatever.
Well, John, they're not going to have him really do it. He's going to be somehow, split personality or something.
Well, yeah, they'll do an out for him, but
mm-hmm.
I just hope it's not the Demers again, only because I'd love to be surprised for a change. That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the only thing that worries me is
that,
I just don't want them to bring in they can bring in a new villain, but they can't do away with the Demers either, Maybe give him some competition or something. I don't know. That would be good to see.
I'm not crazy about less EJ and Nicole and a lot more Sammy and Rafe. I mean, you talk about the best costumes of the night. How about the worst costumes of the night? That ripoff of Grease, which was about as dorky.
Oh, that
was the
awful.
Whole family was the 50s.
I've never seen in my life.
At first, I thought Rafe was supposed to be Elvis. I'm there, wait a minute, isn't Elvis supposed to be Elvis? But then I'm thinking, oh, no, it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be, what, Sandy and whatever his name was.
I don't remember the name of the character's names.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And then all their kids,
gosh.
Like Johnny and the two girls, were, like, dressed as the 50s,
oh,
too.
That's true. I guess
they
were.
They had the theme. And if you notice, Abe and Lexi were a sheriff and a saloon girl, and Theo was an Indian.
Oh,
and then
Bo
Hope and Sierra were pirates. They were pirates.
Renee looked amazing in her outfit.
You know what?
She did.
Like, no end.
Yeah.
Lexi telling Jennifer that if she needed any skeletons in the Demira closet, just come to her. And I thought, maybe EJ should come up with a few of Alexandra's skeletons.
Yeah. Well, Lexi has a few of her own.
I'm glad they had the kids there. That was fun to see them.
Yeah.
I was glad EJ got a minute. I think I timed it, 3 minutes with his kids?
I know.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Who is Elvis?
What's your name? Wouldn't it have been a great image? I'm just saying. I already mentioned about the King and Queen of Stark, King and Queen of Salem.
Mm-hmm.
What if they walked in with John dressed as the pawn? I don't know. I think that would have been funny. Anyway.
Oh, it's the King and Queen in the pawn. Okay.
Chess game and he's
chess,
the pawn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little Demira symbolism there. Anyway.
And what was
Maggie supposed
to be?
It would have been a lot funny if John is sitting there behind that stupid mask he was wearing and got to see it.
Yeah.
Hey, is that the Lexi / Anna Demira return cape? Or was that something?
What?
I don't think that was a big enough cape. Remember how Anna Demira came back and she had the black cape?
She had
cape
a hood on it.
And then Lexi, when she came out of the hole after 6 months, she had the cape.
She wasn't wearing a cape. She was wearing a black hoodie.
Yeah, a black hoodie, yeah.
Whatever. It just kind of cracked me up. I was just like, maybe they recycled.
But,
it didn't look like
the
man had.
And I like Bo's story. He was good as a pirate. I enjoyed his story that he told the kids and the way he talked like a pirate. I thought that was cute. I thought he did a good job anyway.
I thought that was kind of dumb of Marlena to be kissing John there. It's like he's not in the penthouse anymore, you know?
That was
right. So
funny. I thought that too, Mel. I was just like, okay, so much for him being undercover.
She was yelling at him, why are you out here? Why are you here? Then she kisses him, like, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hey, by the way, Jan in the chat room has come up with what Marlena was dressed as, a dominatrix horse whisperer. That's probably I've seen. Yeah, she was a dominatrix.
Yeah, but that would have been leather. She was wearing velvet.
Yeah,
she
and she just had one of those mask things she was carrying. So, like, all she had on was a suit. I'm like, what were you supposed to be, Marlena? I don't know.
Yeah, if he goes to the trouble of calling Bo and Hope to come pick her up, you'd think it's not that hard to find a costume online and order it and have it brought over.
Be creative or something.
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, but I mean, it was fun. They were dressed up. I was a little upset that Bo's mustache or beard or whatever was shaved off. I don't like it. I like it much better with the little facial hair there. But
I wasn't crazy about the way they had his scarf. It looked kind of weird on his head.
It was fun, I have to admit. I guess Maggie was like a movie star type.
Or like a flapper dancer? Yeah.
Like
a 20s dancer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the flapper girl or whatever?
I'd love to know if they had any input in like what they were, you know, like what they were.
What they wanted to be.
But it,
According to the writers on Twitter, they it was totally wardrobe that decided, or producers who decided what they were going to wear, because all the Jack and Jen fans were upset about her and Dr. Tan being dressed up like Jack and Jennifer were one year. So.
Oh, yeah, they were. Like the midi, like the prince and princess or whatever.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But see,
yeah.
It was a cruise of deception, and Jack and Jennifer were dressed up as Guinevere, and I thought it was Lancelot. So.
Yeah, like the medieval.
So,
trying to think, who else? Anybody else stand out on that? Okay. So then we have the big reveal. That apparently IVF was actually being done underground in the 50s or 60s, probably 60s, because 60s, Daniel...
40 years ago.
Apparently, because Daniel, who, you know, Maggie...
Before
you know, DNA. I know the show Sore-asses and de-sore-asses characters, but I didn't know they did that with eggs. That's like a new one, you know? Because,
yeah.
I mean, she had...
I guess we're supposed to think they did
family.
That in the 60s, I guess.
I know.
Oh.
They didn't. I mean, we didn't say that we weren't doing that in the 60s, so it's just ridiculous. So, huh?
Yeah.
Freezing
were they?
Eggs?
I don't
know. No.
Yeah. No.
I mean, the first test tube baby was like the 80s, early 80s, 80? I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
So that was probably around the time Maggie in the show, it was probably around the time Maggie would have been trying to conceive or whatever. Now, was that, you guys know the history of the show better than I do. Did they really do that? Did she really do that at one point? Did they pull that from history that she had her eggs retreat, you know, like they were trying to do fertility treatments?
I don't remember that. Do you remember that?
There was a storyline where she was a surrogate mother, which is how she had Sarah. She was a surrogate, and Neil was the father, it turned out.
She was artificially inseminated, yeah.
She signed up with the idea that she was going to be a surrogate for somebody else's, and it turned out the parents were going to be Evan Wyland,
mm-hmm.
who was played by one of my favorite Santa Barbara actors at the time, and his wife, who got killed. And then Evan got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they were, I'm not positive how they ended up keeping Sarah. But then it turned out Neil was the father. But because Mickey couldn't have kids, of course. I don't know.
And then they adopted Sarah.
There might have been, you know, when they found out, before they found out Mickey was sterile, that they might have done this. But I don't know if that's they're making it up now that and they're saying that she did or that happened.
That's the part that I find funny. I saw a little rumor going around. I think SJ was saying that maybe EJ was the kid, but that would have made more sense age-wise.
Did you hear a rumor out there?
There's a spoiler coming up that Bo and Hope aren't finished. They keep digging around in Alice's house, and there's a picture that turns up of a baby and it's the same picture of a baby in the Dimera mansion. And so the speculation is going around on who's the baby. And EJ seems to be the likely suspect because when Stefano...
No, don't tell me they're going to make him Maggie.
Had Susan impregnated the way I guess it was written, and I'm taking people's word for this because I was not watching at the time, that he could have had her impregnated with somebody else's eggs, not her own.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know.
I hate the idea
of EJ being Maggie's. I love Maggie, I almost wish they'd made Melanie her daughter. Like, she was the one that was IVF, you know, kid or something. And she's not really Daniel's or something. I mean, even though they're cute together, but...
In my opinion, the egg story is ridiculous from start to finish. I don't care who they make her kid. No.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be doing this to give Maggie a story. This is ludicrous. And it's not to
make... How many more kids are they going to give her now?
It's what they promised us they were not going to do as writers. We're going to get...
We're getting a little more far-fetched again now,
This is passions. This is passion.
Ah, guess what? Another thing. They brought in more passion people now.
Oh, yeah.
Since they fired Noel Maxim. Now, what do they do? They go and bring in more passion people. I mean, I wonder what was up with that.
When they did all those interviews before their stuff started airing, and they were going, oh, no, we're different than Jim Reilly. We have our own ideas. Oh, yeah, they certainly do.
Yeah.
I have yet to like too many of them. There's really not a story I'm digging so much right now. I can't think of a single one that's getting me to turn in.
I still think it could have been a better secret than that, Mrs. Horton, than the egg thing. It could have been something different.
Well, yeah. And that's the part of this that really ticks me off the most. Is that, if Alice had secrets, they wouldn't be ones that, she deliberately hid from people.
I wonder why she did. Why did she, for like all those years when she found out?
Well, I think they're trying to say that she didn't know. She was trying to find out the whole time, and she didn't know until the very end. Until
the very end.
But if they're finding a picture, see, the thing about it being Elvis is really ludicrous, because if they're saying there's a picture in her house of a baby that's in the DeMera Mansion, and it's EJ, everybody knew what he looked like, including Alice.
Mm-hmm.
They were all there when he was. They were all there when Susan had him as a baby.
Right.
In Salem, which is
mm-hmm.
goes along with him being an American citizen and all that stuff was up there. And he was getting
crazy.
And these are the people who wrote these stories. They were working for James Riley at the time, so they knew this stuff. So to have Alice have a picture in her house of EJ and nobody to know that Maggie was his mother all along.
Now, what I want to see is I want to see a baby picture, and it's of the little baby dressed up as Elvis. That would be hilarious if that was like, oh, my gosh, it's Elvis. Like, instead of it's like, who's this baby? It's like, obviously Elvis. Anyway.
Yeah. I suspect the reason they're doing this is that they know that because Eileen Davidson is at Y&R, and so she just signed a contract that she won't be coming back as Susan. And this way, they're giving
EJ a
little more conflict. Because, of course, now his mother is a Horton and daddy is a DeMera.
Right, yeah.
And suddenly Maggie's about ready to marry Victor, and she will have had a child with Stefano, even though she didn't know it. It's the most contrived, utter crap.
Really, yeah. Are they trying to make EJ good like a Horton? Really isn't a Horton. I mean, only by marriage. She's a Horton, technically.
They're going to have a scene like The Wizard of Oz where they say, it was in you all along, Elvis. No, anyway. I don't know.
My head starts spinning, and I get a headache trying to figure out all the relationships on that show. It's what's like, wow.
Every time
it's
they
wild.
Fool around with EJ's paternity, I'm bitter to begin with, because we all know that who should have been the parent?
We know who all should have been the parents of EJ.
Yeah, he should
Odie
never have
Anna.
Been Elvis to begin with.
Yes.
I mean,
perfect. Should not have been. And Stefano has way too many kids. It's all, then Chad. There we go, Chad. They gave it to Stefano. Why couldn't it could have been somebody else?
Oh, I like Chad.
Chad, but it could have been Tony.
Dad.
It didn't have to be Stefano.
But
it could have been Tony and Tate.
Stefano's kid. You should have been Stefano's grandkid. What's the matter with making Stefano's grandkid?
Could have been Stefano's grandkid. Yeah.
You could have made it They could have made it just as angsty to have him be
Stefano and this Madeline.
Well, I guess I liked it because it gave Stefano and Kate a story, so I appreciated it for that, I guess.
But they could have given Stefano and Kate a story by making him his grandkid and stuff, and Kate could have known all along it was Tony's and lied to him about it, and oh, come on, all the angst.
It could have been Tony and Kate. Oh my gosh.
The big crime of this show, one of the big long time crimes is that there isn't a Tana child. I mean that just is
that's wrong.
That was just wrong.
Yeah. And so many opportunities.
Remember they were
EJ,
almost gonna make
Chad.
Morgan.
And
remember
Morgan.
And I didn't
Morgan.
Like her, but she would have fit. She would have fit with
you could have been
Anna,
yeah, you could see. You could have saw
even
her.
Even though I didn't like her.
If you want to create real angst with an Alice surprise, how about she found out just before she died that Beau had a child with Megan, and she found the kid, and suddenly, oh, come on, that is a story that Beau and Hope should have. That would be about
See,
them.
I don't even know who Megan is, so a lot of people wouldn't remember Megan.
But we're supposed to.
But I remember.
We're having a story about Maggie's eggs from the
70s. Yeah. An unborn. Yeah.
I don't know who Megan is.
Megan is.
Chelsea was a stillborn baby. You know,
Megan DeMera was part of one of the biggest.
I mean,
biggest 80s story
even
there was.
Stillborns come back to life.
Chelsea could have been a DeMera too. There's just some. So, or,
no, so
you
now
know,
they sort.
There was never any proof that Megan didn't have a child. She told Beau she did, and then there was some talk about her having an abortion instead. But there was.
I remember that storyline.
It was never. Mm-hmm. Proven one way or the other that one of her and Beau's child wasn't out there somewhere, and that is such a typical thing for Stefano to do. It would give Beau and Hope a story that had nothing to do with an outsider, because Megan's dead and she's not going to come back.
How would you have liked if they found out that Alice somehow was a DeMera herself? Not that she had an affair with anybody, but she herself was.
Because
like related to Stefano or somehow.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't want them messing with, like, she, not that she had
John
any.
John was Colleen's kid, and he didn't know all this time. No, I don't like that. But there's just too many things they've done to make the DeMeras look dumb already.
Yeah, because I didn't want them messing with, like, you know, that Tom had a child out there or she had somebody, you know. No, I didn't want them to go there. But
yeah. This whole Maggie thing just irritates me.
Yes.
I just think there could be, they're writers.
And it's true, and why
did
a lot
of
like
money,
the Melanie.
This is the best they can do. It just sounds a lot like Dina.
I like the Melanie-Maggie relationship, but, like, why did they just let it the way it is? You know,
yeah,
why
don't
do you have to make
have
it
to make
that they're really
mistake.
Granddaughter and, you know, grandmother or whatever? You know, I don't know. Doesn't prove anything. It doesn't make her love her anymore. I don't know.
Well, I'm all that impressed with any of the acting in the story so far, other than Victor, who has been on the least.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he wasn't there either.
Of it. And
she
if
said
he's
he was
part
away.
Of it and we're not even getting to see that part, then what's the point?
So now, when Victor took these eggs, did he know that they were Maggie's eggs, or did he just take the eggs from the clinic to help his friend?
We don't seem to know that yet.
Right? Does he even know that they... Would he have even known they were Maggie's?
Yeah, because he called...
At the time?
After Maggie brought Beau and Hope a paperwork for the clinic...
Oh, yeah, I did see him call
and
somebody.
And they all left. He was on the phone, and he was saying, we got to put a lid on this. So, yeah, he knows.
No. Yeah.
But that's all I've seen so far. Has there been anything else with him?
No, that he's suspected, I don't think.
Okay.
Like, did anybody else? But of course, that will come out, I'm sure.
Well, it sounds like they're going to be married. It sounds like whatever's going to come out doesn't come out before the wedding.
Well, of course not. It'll be after they're married, probably.
It'll be during the wedding.
Yeah.
Well, like during Parker's
or
wedding.
Or right after they say I do or something, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't stop the wedding, and so, but spoiler says something about that, you know, they start their wedding, they start their marriage, and it's pretty rocky because the secret is still there. So, something like that. But, I mean, he's the only part of this equation I'm interested in the least, and I'm not even getting to see him. I have to say, I've been kind of disappointed with
I would have liked to have seen him. I would have liked to have seen him there, but the reason he wasn't there is because the whole twist with Daniel and her having her baby, you know, that's going to be another set of drama, you know, scenes and stuff.
Well, if we have to have this, I mean, I guess if it turns out EJ is her kid too, at least one person in this whole awful scenario will be able to act. I cannot believe, I was, you know, the only part of this I thought would be interesting would be Susan Rogers' performance. There's really nothing about it that has done much for me so far.
I don't know, I could kind of feel for her with that anticipation and the feeling of, there were times when she looked almost like she was going to throw up, she was so nervous about it and stuff, and I guess having had my own reunion in my lifetime, I can relate to that. So, being, you know, long lost kid or whatever. But I don't know. I thought
I'd see what Daniel's reaction is going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be funny. He's going to be like, "Shit, I've seen your boobies."
Well, personally, I thought Melanie's was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a good reaction. Yeah.
She did. That was I don't know. I can't help it. I like those two together. I think they're cute. But and I liked how Maggie was counseling her earlier in the episode. I mean, but I agree with everybody that says, you know, why does everyone have to be related? You know, it's like I think Dan has said that. It's like in the chat room, and I know we've said it before too. It's like, why does everyone have to be related? Because to me, it made it more special that Maggie was like a surrogate mother to her without having that blood relation.
Right.
You know, like it was almost more meaningful that way, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to do with it, but, you know, whatever. But, okay, so
I'm just really disappointed in the story so far. It's that. It's Madison and Brady. It's John's story, which is crawling along at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
And there's just nothing exciting.
I know.
Really,
and
nothing,
you know,
exciting
the,
in the league.
Like, I mean, seriously, and I know I'm biased to Stefano and Kate, but seriously, that scene with them, you know, seeing each other at the pub and kissing, you know, that was like the most fun I had all week, you know, as far as, I mean, I did enjoy the Halloween party, but as far as, you know, romance or love or whatever, it's like I love seeing those two together. I mean, and I don't know, we just don't get enough of them, so that's where I'm annoyed.
We get not enough of them, and way too much Rafe and Sammy. Oh my God,
and Brady, and Brady and Madison. And the thing, going
they
back to that,
they have
a
bigger bathroom in their apartment than they have a kitchen.
Yeah.
Who?
Did you notice that? Sammy and Rafe, their shower is bigger than their damn couch.
Yeah, funny. I had like a flashback to Tony and Anna's shower scene and how much better it was than theirs. So,
the best shower scene
I was
ever.
Like,
they
I was
need
like,
to show them how to do it, man.
Yeah, I mean, Rafe just didn't, you know, he just doesn't bring it. I don't know.
No.
But
no, he doesn't.
That wasn't that sexy to me. I don't know.
But I don't know. Jan says, not yelling at the TV anymore. It's back to being muted most of the time. So, I mean, and I have to say, I do find moments that I do like. I mean, it's just that, and I can see that the writers are attempting certain things, and I think in some ways, some things they do, you know, I like, but for the most part, I think what I'm most annoyed about is the misuse of Kate in the whole Madison story, and the whole
Kate.
I mean the whole Brady the whole Brady, there was one moment where I wasn't fast-forwarding, and I heard Brady say, "Don't you think I can put this on myself or something?" And I'm like thinking, "Hello." Like,
yeah. You
know. Speaking of Kate,
but that'll help you, Brady.
Speaking of Kate, I was curious what Anna thought about Lisa Rinna coming back as Billy.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, personally, I really watched during Julie Pinson's stay, and I felt like she never really got a good shot, you know, because she went on to win an Emmy at another show and stuff. So I actually liked her casting with Kate, you know, with Lawrence Kate better, I think. But
yeah.
I honestly wasn't watching the show. I mean, for me, Julie Pinson will always be Billy because I didn't watch in the 90s.
I prefer Julie Pinson too as Billy.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly,
and
I think, okay, you know, I'm willing to give it a shot and everything. I mean, I was really kind of hoping, you know, if they did bring that character back, it would be Julie. Because I felt like she really did get a raw deal in that whole thing, and she could have done so much with that role. And it just, to me, it just was a shame how they used her on there. So that's kind of how, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I mean, Lisa Rinna's probably fine. But I just don't know her as Billy, and I really liked Julie Pinson as Billy. So that would be my feeling, my thought. But let's see.
Well, it sounds like they're bringing her back. They're, you know, they keep saying it's not about Bone Hope, so it sounds like the only other thing they'd reason they'd have her back was
I hope they don't go there again.
No.
With
but
what?
Because
who?
They have
well,
the original, I think they brought her back because they have the original Austin. They don't have Austin Peck this time. And because because Kate's running Countess Wilhelmina again.
Wilhelmina, and she's coming back to help
I get
Kate.
The impression she's back there to work with Kate.
Yeah.
She won't be all alone.
I just hope that it's not where Kate ends
and
up.
She'll give
back
Madison some
you know?
Competition
I mean,
or something, you know.
Because it kind of, that kind of would tick
where
me
Kate
out a lot.
Do what?
I just don't want Kate to get shoved aside. You know, like if they bring this character back, and she's in Countess Wilhelmina. I just hope that they don't shelve Kate and let the two of them work, you know, duke it
Madison
out, you know. So
Billy fight it
just,
out.
That would piss me off.
Yeah.
That would piss me off a lot. Of course, you know, I can't help that she's my favorite character. But something I was going to, well, I can't think of it now, but... Anyway, I don't know. What else happened this week? I missed some of the earlier episodes in the week. I feel bad. I guess I should do my homework more.
I think we covered the basic storylines, other than the Will talking to his grandmother about
his
problems,
that's
and he
fine.
Must have wrote to her in an email that he wanted to talk to her about something that was confusing
that was
him.
Probably.
And you know they were talking a little bit about
week.
That. Yeah.
What's that?
Will and his grandmother was probably the best scene of the entire week.
That was
week.
A good scene between Marlene and Will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell
yeah,
the minute she really started pushing it about Gabby, then he got uncomfortable and walked up and left, and you could see that she was concerned with that. It was like yes.
Like she's thinking. He's kind of thinking Marlene is trying
really
to figure it out. I think she's figuring it out.
Driven. The problem is we get to see about 5 minutes of it per week. It was like last week they did it for, you know, for the episode on Friday, a week ago Friday, with Jack and Jen. So there's glimpses. I know they know how to do it, but they're sure as hell not doing it with anybody else, which is disappointing. But I like that scene. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure hope they show up for the... show up for the rest of the Halloween. They sat there and decorated the whole place.
Yeah, like we haven't seen
Will
or Gabby or Sunny or... Yeah.
That would really suck.
Yeah. I'm hoping there's going to be more of them, you know, come Monday.
Yeah. Usually when they do a couple of days of a holiday, you see one set of characters on one day and another set. Not always, but sometimes. So...
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
Oh, okay. So what about this? What's the deal? Okay, so Billy comes back, and she's going to have I mean, you know how it goes. They're going to have some sort of love interest or some sort of interest of some sort. What if they stick her with Jack for a while? I'm not saying I like that idea. I'm just saying, what if I know some of the Jack fans, the hardcore Jack fans, wanted Jennifer to have to come sort of, not begging, but for her to work to get Jack's affection again. You know, because
they didn't want to find someone for Jack.
Looks like when she gets
so
Jack.
I'm just wondering.
Jack and
what?
Nicole, and I kind of like that idea better.
Yeah,
Jack
I like
Nicole.
That idea too. I like them as friends. I don't know if I know some people are shipping them, and I like that idea to a degree, but not romantically for me. I think I like them as like business partners, friends, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know if I could see them as romantic partners, but I guess that's because I love Jack and Jen, and I just have a hard time picturing either of them with anybody else. But how do you guys? What do you guys? I'm enjoying the political stuff. I mean, just even though it's not really in depth or anything, I mean, I'm kind of enjoying that aspect of the show. With the Jennifer's going
to
be working for Abe, and you know, Nicole's working for EJ. I don't know. I'm kind of liking that whole dynamic. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I have to say, yeah. I was laughing my ass off listening to first Abe make a fool of himself with a microphone, and then EJ in that ridiculous Elvis outfit making a fool of himself, you know, trying to drum up votes with the typical, you know, political.
You're campaigning all dressed, you know, silly in costumes, yeah. How you take either one of them seriously,
And knowing that Elvis has, you know, just. You know, enough ego to pull it off. It's just hilarious. I think it's even more hilarious to then go online and get on message boards and just see how upset people are about it because it cracks me up. Because I don't get the, oh, neither, you know, Elvis is not, you know, good enough to run for office. And it's like, excuse me. 99% of the people I know running in this country should not be running for office.
Well,
that's what makes it so funny, really.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I think
it is
fun. I don't know. Do you get? I mean, I like it. I think it's.
Yeah, that's fun. It just adds a different dimension to the show. Something totally different that they haven't done, really. I don't know if they've ever done it. You know,
yeah, well,
De Niro running
for
office.
When,
they never do that.
Well, other than when Abe ran unopposed. Other than when Abe's opponent got killed at the Demira doorsteps or whatever, so that it's kind
too
of funny.
It's too bad that the cameras are not working in the Demira mansion anymore, so that EJ could have the tape of Alexandra having come to beg her father to help Abe win the election, and then the next day the mayor is dead on the doorstep. You know that would have just been perfect.
Oh, that's
to be able
funny.
To show everybody.
Was it this week that Lexi and EJ had their talk at the ATF?
Oh, yes, that was good.
Yeah,
I loved that. I love. That's what I mean. There are scenes. There are really good scenes where I'm like, I can tell the writing's better. Of course, I usually like Richard Coulton and Carolyn Coulton's work, except for like some of the Aegis stuff that I've been picking up lately that happens to be in some of the episodes. Not that they're doing it, but just that it's like the way it's being written as far as the show goes. But I see some really good scenes. Like I just loved Lexi and EJ together and how they talked and the whole. I mean, they just, in those scenes, they showed exactly why I love the Demiras so much. They're complex. They can at one point be hating each other, and the next, like, you know, here she is. Her husband, he just came in, and now he's the surprise opponent of her husband, and yet that's her brother. And yet, you know, when they're talking about kids, she's giving him advice, and he's listening because he needs that older sister advice. And, you know, and what's really cool to me is, I think anyone tuning in, not knowing the history, they would still buy them as brother and older sister, younger brother, you know? And it's like, at first glance, you'd think they wouldn't be related necessarily, but it's so cool because they are so natural together and they just totally click that you can totally buy it. I don't know. I mean, I just think it's neat that dynamic is there.
Yeah.
And I think that it just is an example of why we love the Demiras, because they are so interesting and they are so complex.
The whole De Niro family is, yeah. And they have such good chemistry together.
They still have
together,
that love. At the end of the day, they have that love.
Right.
But it's a mm-hmm. skewed love. It's a definitely a
it's
twisted
really
love.
It's all about family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a really twisted kind of love. And I and it was mm-hmm. funny, though, that the minute politics came into the conversation, she was pissed off again and rolling her eyes at him.
I loved
yeah.
it. Like,
one minute they're fighting and the
next
minute they're getting along. Yeah, you know, just
yeah.
like brother and sisters. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's like real to life. I mean, you can believe them. They make it believable, you know,
yeah,
the relationship.
Yeah, they do. It's
mm-hmm.
very natural.
But
and so I was thrilled. I tweeted
sadly,
the
Bradys and the Hortons used to be like that too, not twisted as much, but the relationships used to be more
mm-hmm.
realistic, and now it's
like the old Roman and Kimberly and Kayla. Yeah, and Bo.
They're not allowed to be anything. And you know, I never thought I'd say this, but these people are making me hate Bo and Hope.
Oh, I like Bo and Hope.
I do too, but they're making them even more hypocrites than Riley did.
Oh yeah, how about them breaking into the
because
office?
They're cops.
That was okay.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead do it.
Yeah. Everybody is still a hypocrite though.
But if the Demirs would have broken the office and did that, oh my gosh.
This is when he was younger, Bo was always upset about cops who acted this way.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, him and Roman never get along, you know, because cops would, you know, pull strings. And he just thought that was the most hypocritical thing ever. What is he doing?
Yep. But it's okay. It's for the Hortons, you know.
I know.
Yeah, well, you excuse
no.
it, but. If it was for the Demirs, oh, that would be a terrible. Well, really, what they did was nothing really terrible. I mean, most people would have done it too. You know,
yeah,
if they
mean,
really wanted to see. I would have probably done it. Yeah,
it's
yeah, to sneak in and try to find out
too.
Who it is. That really wasn't that bad of a thing to do. It was
yeah.
really the right thing to do. Like they should have told her to begin with. So.
Yeah.
But the weight they're throwing around is getting to me.
But they've done a lot of other things that have been very hypocritical, you know.
Oh, sure. But
yeah,
you know,
a whole pound
is. That's annoying.
And it's not just the Hortons, it's the Bradys, too. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I don't know. I was really not liking how Daniel was kissing all over Jen. I did like their scenes, I guess, when he was encouraging her to look into the political thing. I mean, those were nice. And I have to admit, you know, I don't hate Daniel.
I like Jack's date better, though, with the cookies.
But what's that?
I like Jack's date better with the cookies.
I didn't see that. What?
Oh.
What?
When they were making cookies?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I thought
like,
that was cute.
That was
smart.
Like a week ago Friday, right? Well,
was that a week ago?
Dr. Dan having to tell Melanie about that, about how you know, Jack had, that's what they're doing.
And even Melanie said, oh, that was good. That was good. She was kind of like, yeah, it's important. But she was giving Jack credit. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I'll have to go back
in a minute. That was part of what, I think that's what put me to sleep faster on Thursday than anything else, Dan and Jen and the same scenes, and I was just like, I think
unfortunately I fell asleep during the slick down in Brady's office or whatever, Madison's office. I kept thinking, wait a minute, like, didn't Nate Berkus just especially design those chairs for you, and now you're getting grease and yuck all over them? anyway. Mm. I do enjoy
seeing... But Brady looked good.
I have no argument with him looking good.
I was like, okay.
I just can't stand... I guess I just am so... Like, I'm probably like with Madison the way that was with Melanie.
If that was Nicole doing that, I think maybe it would have been a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, because they have a relationship. They've had a history.
Yeah.
Just having someone... He looked awkward. I'm not kidding. I mean, I kept thinking, I wonder if...
He
could have
stopped it at any time. It wasn't like, you know, she
true.
Was overpowering
I
him.
I mean, I
he was
think
enjoying
it,
every
yeah.
minute of it.
Yeah.
I think part
as
of my
most guys
with,
would.
I think part of my problem with Madison is she's starting, and I don't know if this is by association, because I don't really see her when she's away from Sammy. She's really not doing anything that's, you know, annoying me as much. But when she's in scenes with Sammy, there is just something that, I don't know, carries over, annoying-wise, so that when I see her and Brady in, when I see Madison and Brady in scenes as opposed to Nicole and Brady in scenes, Nicole has, you know, she has that edge to her. She has that, you know, you always know something sarcastic is going to come out of her mouth. And Madison has a little bit of that, but when she's around Sammy, it's, I don't know, it just, there's something syrupy.
Yeah, well, you know, there's this whole secret with her. You know, she's talking to somebody on the phone that she's saying
it's
not
yeah.
nice.
The writing, they're trying to.
Yeah, who's that? Somebody's coming in town.
They're trying to make her the good solution to fixing Brady. And I don't know. I kind of got that. I really liked Brady's conversation with Barnina, which was towards the beginning of the week, I guess, where she came, him and Madison were having like a business meeting in the square, and Marlena came, and he was, I love that scene.
That was good when talking about
John
and stuff.
Exactly how he felt about John.
Yeah.
Right.
And for a
yeah.
change, it was like, gosh, you know, the writers finally, you know, let somebody say something about John that, you know, I felt for a long time. He comes across, he doesn't think about how his actions affect other people. You know, he's always upfront and good, but he doesn't realize how that affects everybody and how his actions don't always come off as being good. And, you know, he doesn't take any responsibility for that. And and so it's nice to see that somebody in town who's related to it is feeling that way and isn't afraid to tell Marlena that to her face.
Right.
And refuse
and see, there again,
to go along
that's
with
another,
that.
Yeah. There again, that's another example of pretty good writing. I mean, I think I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was,
it was,
that was good.
It was good. But I,
and I even liked the scenes with, like, when the first scenes where Kate runs into Austin at the party a month ago or whatever, I thought were very, I just wasn't into it. I just thought it was awkward. But I did like their scenes at the pub when, you know, they were talking. I mean, I kind
of
like that.
I like
they
both
seem
of them.
To be.
I didn't mind the. I didn't mind the scenes at the party even with
well,
the two of them.
I
liked,
just felt like it was a little awkward. Like normally, Kate would be gushing all over her kids, and it was just more like a little bit standoffish. But maybe that was because, you know, they do have a history of having issues with each other and stuff. But I did like it when they were talking, you know, at the pub and, you know, and then when she's like, oh, Lord, you're staying with Sammy. Oh, my gosh, that girl's going to, you know, I love that. Like, it took me back to the 90s pretty quickly, even though I didn't watch much of the 90s. I've seen clips and stuff. So I was kind of like, yeah, that's fun for me.
Well,
but
I have to laugh, though. I mean, her asking Austin if he'd want to move in with her.
I
know,
love that idea.
That he'd want to stay at the Demare Mansion.
That would be a natural mom thing to ask. And she doesn't see anything wrong with the Demira Mansion, you know, so it's like that would be natural.
Okay, her asking, I can see that point for her asking. Rafe and Sammy asking him? No.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I'm sorry. That's,
but then what did you expect?
Mary Carey, who is...
But then what, but then what did you expect?
I have to say, I like those scenes with him and Marlena. I'm a little tired of Marlena expecting that just because she's married to John, that suddenly means everybody else is supposed to treat him the same way she does.
Mhm.
And believe in him
that was
the same
good.
Way she does.
Yeah.
And this whole
well, and even
Sammy
how
family.
Even
family,
Sammy felt like she
your
could.
Family, so you believe in him no matter what. And it's like, excuse me, this man has had his brain scrambled by Stefano DeMira. Well, who knows what? Who knows what could be going on?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that would be my first thing. I'd be like, okay, so he put a chip in his brain, and he's the one doing all this, you know. But whatever, you know, I don't know.
I never
got
that from the beginning. From the minute Roman came back and they figured out that John wasn't Roman, I was wondering, I've complained about this because they've done it constantly. And it started before Riley even got into the picture. I mean, you know, when they figured out that Stefano De Mera was responsible for John playing Roman for 15 years, you know, why isn't everybody suspicious of John? Why would it automatically be assumed that he was that he was used and that he wasn't involved in the least? That is just,
yeah,
I don't get that.
Yeah. Oh,
but he
so when John's
some
up to something,
cause,
yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Anything else? I can't think of anything else, but I didn't see some of the. I'm out of ideas.
I think we covered most of the storylines.
You know,
I think we have
for
too,
Halloween,
yeah.
For a Halloween week, it was pretty dang slow. There was just nothing, a whole lot.
Yeah.
And,
so, okay, well, I guess, Marianne, you didn't have anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, I guess we've pretty much, like you said, I think we've covered pretty much everything we can think of anyway. So I guess we'll wrap it up. And thanks to everyone in the chat room who's been entertaining us from there. It's a lot of fun to read your comments, especially you, Jan, tonight. We're great. By the way, Jan and I came up with a couple name for Billy and Madison, Madison. So we're going to see if maybe that'll happen. But anyway, so I guess until next week, we'll take care, and hopefully it'll be a better week for Days next week.
Okay.
All right, take care. Thanks, Marianne.
Yeah.
Thanks, Madeline.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.